Good morning. Interesting morning. I'm glad you're here. I was telling Julie on the way over here, I'm not sure when the last time was that over a short period of time, I got such a powerful revelation of who Jesus is and how this whole kingdom thing works together. And so, regardless of circumstances, I am just absolutely thrilled to be able to share it with you and with all the people out there on the live stream, because it's wonderful. Anybody else got something before we go on? No? Okay. We're going to start off spending some time with Jesus out by the city of Bethsaida in this pasture grazing area where there's lots of grass, which is where he went after the 12 came back. We have this account where Jesus fed 5,000 people plus women and children. We'll get into that. I'm sure we're all familiar with it. Matthew chapter 14, Mark 6, Luke 9, and John chapter 6. All of the Gospels record this event. We'll point out a couple little things, little details of differences, but pretty much as you read through there, you go look at it. The biggest difference between the four accounts is simply chronology. What happened maybe right before or a little bit before, or what happened immediately after. Other than that, the record is pretty much the same, with the exception of a couple of details that we'll point out. Now, we're going to use Luke's account. So if you want to look over to the 9th chapter of Luke, we'll be looking pretty much at the 10th through the 17th verses. As my attention was drawn to this, looking into this, I thought about Luke and realized really how much we know about Luke and how much we don't know about Luke, and trying to get a handle, as we're going to look at his account, where did it come from? Who is this guy? Anybody want to venture something out there about who Luke was? We know he was a physician. It says that, yeah. What? He speaks plainly. Matthew and John are giving an eyewitness account. They were one of the 12. I keep emphasizing the 12 there. They were one of the 12 that were there that day. Mark, we're told by the scholars, Mark is pretty much the ghost writer for Peter, because they were together. Pretty much what Mark wrote down was what he got from what Peter told him. Luke, however, is a little different. I was trying to figure out how to express who Luke is, because we don't know exactly when Luke became a believer in the way. We do know, obviously, he was with Paul in most of Paul's journeys, and that he kept good records of what went on. But we don't really know when he became acquainted, but we have no record that Luke really was around Jesus very much, or we know he wasn't one of the 12, maybe one of the ones that were out there, but so far as we know, we don't have any record of that. So, for instance, how was Luke able to write the first couple of chapters there of his book talking about what went on with Mary and that Mary kept these things and pondered them in her heart and what happened with Zacharias? Obviously, trying to find a word here, we could have called Luke, or can call Luke, an investigative journalist. I think that would probably be one of the best things. He obviously spent time interviewing people, okay? We know that he went back to Jerusalem on at least a couple of occasions. And as he wrote this, he called it a treatise, to his friend Theophilus, what he said was, I want to set things in order for you so that you'll know what it is that you've believed into. Is that cool or what? So he had a mission. He wanted to be accurate. He obviously interviewed a lot of people to learn about things that he wasn't present to see. For instance, he wasn't in the upper room when Jesus said that the Spirit, when he comes, is going to bring to you remembrance of all of the things that I've told you. He wasn't there to hear all those things, right? But don't leave the Holy Ghost out of it. He obviously led him, obviously worked with him to get this account. And as Julie pointed out, the man writes well. It's good stuff. He wrote what I call Luke and Luke 2, which is Acts, okay? He kept up with the apostles. So this guy, this journalistic reporter, this investigative reporter, is writing this account. And we're going to pick it up in the 10th verse. As I mentioned a minute ago, the disciples, the apostles, the 12, what did I say? 12, keep that in mind, yeah. The 12 had gone out on their campaign. They were casting out devils, they were healing the sick, they were preaching the gospel, just like Jesus told them to. And if you look at most of the accounts, they'll let you know that during that period of time was when John the Baptist was beheaded. And that was a bummer. And the guys come back about then. But they're really excited, and they want to tell Jesus about all the things that have been said and done. So they're like fired up. Jesus, you just wouldn't believe what's going on. So Jesus, it says, took them apart